First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, it came in two sections. My mother came because her father was going to be the Weather Bureau man in El Paso, and they came here in 1891. And then my father came here in 1902 because he had tuberculosis. And he roomed and he took a room in my grandmother's home. And that's how they met.
Oh, uh-huh. And when were you born?
I was born in 1924, December 4th.
Okay. And did you live in El Paso most of your life?
Oh, well, except for schooling. Except for the time that I was for schooling.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I took my college, first college was at the Texas College of Mines and Metallurgy, and that's where I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went down to Galveston for medical school.
Oh, how many years were you in Galveston?
Well, counting the 4 years at medical school, and then I had 1 year of internship up in Detroit, and then I had 3 years of internal medicine residency,
mm-hmm.
and then back here.
In Detroit?
Well, no, that was in Galveston.
Oh, in Galveston. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had one sister?
Had one sister and one brother.
Mm-hmm.
Both alive.
Mm-hmm.
Sister's 88 and my brother's 85.
So you're the youngest.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up in El Paso? What part of town?
Well, we lived on Cincinnati Street. 9/11 Cincinnati. And then 1935 we moved up to a farm, and we stayed there for 20 years.
What did you have on the farm?
Well, it was primarily cotton and alfalfa, and there were times when we raised things like tomatoes and commercially for the Mountain Pass Company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They canned tomatoes.
Did you have any animals on the farm?
Not much. We had chickens. We had turkeys. We, believe it or not, raised pheasants for a while. We had ducks. We had so-called white mallards that we raised.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all mostly for food.
Mm-hmm. Did other people have different animals on their farms?
Well, oh yeah. Of course, we did have two horses, and we did have a cow.
Mm-hmm. Did you make your own dairy products?
Yeah, as far as, yeah, we did.
What and kinds butter, of things did you
well,
get?
Just the butter, and of course we used milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and cottage cheese. We did make cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
Come to think of it.
You have to have a special tool to make cottage cheese?
Well, my grandmother had a special container that it was I don't know what you call it, crockware, that she would use.
Mm-hmm. What about to make the butter? What did you use to make butter?
We had a churn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of enclosure did you keep your birds in?